Wisconsin's mourning dove hunt has been in the legal crosshairs for years. A planned hunt was initially stopped by a lower court, but the state Supreme Court recently refused to grant a similar injunction. Animal rights groups don't want to wait while justices consider the legality of the process allowing the hunt, so the Humane Society and Fund for Animals want Governor Doyle to suspend the dove season until a final court decision comes down. Wayne Pacelli is with the Humane Society of the United States.
This hunt had no legislative authorization. The legislature never approved this dove hunt. It was the DNR that proceeded with the hunt. We don't think that's legal, and we also think dove hunting is inhumane and unethical.
Pacelli contends that many hunters use the migratory birds for target practice instead of food. He cites a U.S. Fish and Wildlife report estimating that one in every five birds shot is never retrieved. Dove hunting proponents like Todd Kapp agree this sometimes happens, but the chair of the Wisconsin chapter of the Dove Sportsman Society says dogs can help retrieve wounded birds.
Anytime a hunter takes aim on a target, he should have the intention of retrieving the bird. It is unfortunate, but at the same time, you got to realize that the majority of these birds, over half of the entire population, dies of natural causes each year.
Hunters with a small game license will be able to kill 15 mourning doves a day during this season. The Supreme Court is not expected to make a final ruling until next May or June regarding the rulemaking process which allowed the hunt. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.